97.9 FM WCHL. Hi, this is Ron Stutz along with Brian Chicos.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you.
So fired up it's Friday.
Me too.
Can't wait.
Me too. I depend on the clean joke to get me going.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Yeah,
so
man,
I'm really excited about this.
I can't function till I hear a good clean joke.
It's like coffee. We're like one of the amps from Cruisers, 2 for $3 right down the street.
Yeah.
Literally.
I've never had one of those things. I'm not planning on it, but.
Probably good for your heart.
You're really hooked on those things.
I am. All right.
Got a good joke?
Got a great joke. It's a long one. Bear with me. This
right.
is from Mr. Al James. Al James. I don't know. Maybe
all
Rick
right.
James or
Super Freak.
Super Freak.
Standing on the top. Remember Rick James' song with the Temptations he did?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I was born then. Here it is, folks. Clean joke of the day. A cowboy named Bud was overseeing his herd in a remote pasture in Texas. Suddenly, a brand new BMW advanced towards him out of a cloud of dust.
Mm-hmm.
The driver, a young man in a Brioni suit, Gucci shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and a YSL tie, leaned out the window and asked the cowboy, "If I tell you exactly how many cows and calves you have, will you give me a calf?"
Oh, this is sort of like joke yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
Bud
okay.
looks at the man, obviously a yuppie, then looks at his peacefully grazing herd and calmly answers, "Sure, why not?" The yuppie parks his car, whips out his Dell netbook computer, connects it to his Apple iPhone 4S, and surfs to a NASA page on the internet where he calls up a GPS satellite to get an exact fix on his location, which he then feeds to another NASA satellite that scans the area in an ultra-high-resolution photo. The young man then opens a digital photo in Adobe Photoshop and exports it to an image processing facility in Hamburg, Germany. Within seconds, he receives an email on his Palm Pilot that the image has been processed and the data stored. He then accesses an MS SQL database through an ODBC-connected Excel spreadsheet with email on his BlackBerry, and after a few minutes, receives a response.
He lost me about 10 minutes ago, so I don't care.
My head hurts. Finally, he prints out a full-color 15-page report on his high-tech, miniaturized HP LaserJet printer, turns to the cowboy and says, "You have exactly 1,586 cows and calves." "That's right. Well, I guess you can take one of them," says Bud. Just the young man and selects one of the animals and looks on with amusement as the young man stuffs it into the trunk of his car.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bud says to the young man, "Hey, if I can tell you exactly what your business is, will you give me back my animal?" The young man thinks about it for a second and then says, "Okay, why not? You're a U.S. congressman," he says. "Wow, that's correct," says the yuppie. "But how did you guess that?" "No guessing required," answered the cowboy. "You showed up here even though nobody called you. You want to get paid for an answer I already knew to a question I never asked. You used millions of dollars worth of equipment trying to show me how much smarter you are, and you don't know a thing how working people make a living or about cattle for that matter. This is a herd of sheep." And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day. Al James, thank you for that joke. That was a good one.
I'm going to go to sleep now. Thank you. I need some rest.